Big show, premium show, last of the year. I mean, I have to tell you, this is the last of 2015, so, you know, there's a little pressure, Michelle, to make this good, and because, think about it, we are staring down the barrel of the Christmas.
I know, okay. 1 week from today is the eve.
1 week from today is the eve, and then, you know, between Christmas and New Year's, I can't get a hold of you. God knows where you are.
I know, I can't get a hold of myself.
Yeah, so, you know, probably very hard to get you, but I have you tonight.
Yeah, no, actually, you're the one who's going to be going away and all that stuff, so I actually am going to be around.
Okay, all right, now listen, everyone relax. I just want to set the stage. Can I set the stage before we begin?
Yeah, you can set the stage, and then I have something to say.
Yes, I know you have a lot to say. Ever since you found your voice, I hear it.
That's right.
You hit 40, and you got a lot to say.
I know. Yeah,
no,
I know.
I'm joking. However, I am sitting here with the Stim machine. You know what a Stim machine is?
Oh, jeez. Is this for your arm?
This is for my shoulder in my big accident. My big accent.
You know, I'm realizing something about you. You're that type that, like, can't, like, you're going to try every apparatus, every possible training or therapy.
Absolutely.
Get better.
I have a whole team. Excuse me. And, you know, my team thinks I'm going to make a full recovery.
Yeah. I don't doubt it.
I really don't doubt it.
Until you fall again.
Yeah, I fell and I'm, you know, so right now I have electrical pulses in my back and on my arm. So I just want to let you know.
And that's going on right now?
It's going on as we speak.
And how does that feel?
Good. It's keeping me, it's keeping me going. So I have my team of doctors, my therapist, and my spiritual advisor all supporting me.
It's just so incredible. I need a team like that.
Yeah. Well, listen, you have no idea a team that supports me. Now, I'm very excited. You know, we got a lot of irons in the fire. And, you know, we're going to be announcing soon that we're going to be on a podcast show. You know, it's interesting, Michelle. You know, we've been doing this forever. And, you know, we're pretty successful at it. And thanks to the audience that they respond to it. And we get a lot out of it. And we feel like we're doing a lot of good. But we haven't really reached out to the other people in this genre. Okay, the self-help or the spiritual.
Wait, say that again. This genre. Say it again.
The genre. And, you know... You know, Michelle, I'm on the other side of the tracks, honey. So the genre is we haven't really reached out. So we barely know anybody. And so we recently reached out to a podcast who I really looked through her site and I looked through her, her podcast. And I really found her very interesting. And she kind of interviews people who are living their best life, people who are... finding ways to be balanced and authors and gurus and wellness people. And so she wanted to accept our invitation to be interviewed. Because the interesting thing about us, Michelle, is we come on here and we talk about, you know, theory or what's going on in our lives and how to make it better and all that. But we don't often talk about how you and I actually started and we did back in the day, but you know, the story of you and me in itself is inspiring in my opinion, because I don't know too many people who have really created this out of nothing. And also we barely spoke before.
Oh yeah, you mean
I didn't really like you. No, yeah, and I was like, who's that?
Yeah, you could care less. Like, yeah, I was like, I don't know,
I can never get to you. By the way, you know, back in the day, you had this, like, security team.
Oh, would you stop?
I could not get to you. I mean...
Do you know you created this in your head?
No. There were people at
work. And you believe it.
People at work would be like, if you want to speak to her, you have to get to me.
Oh, Oh, stop it.
And so I was very intimidated. I was like, who is she? I thought you were part of the mafia at one point. I thought, you know, who is this? But, you know, things change. So funny. And now we're talking.
Yeah, listen, and you're one of the leaders of my team, that's for sure.
Right. Oh, you're so sweet.
And I complimented you the other day, by the way.
You know, this is very unusual. When you compliment me, I feel very uncomfortable now.
Do you?
Yeah, because I feel as though, like, I'm not used to it.
Well, why can't you just accept it graciously?
Yeah, well, I am.
All right.
But,
listen, first of all, you know me. I only give real compliments. I don't just make stuff up to make people happy, but.
You're doing it for me.
I'm going to start, I notice a lot of things about you lately, so I'm going to start complimenting a lot.
Well, I've changed, you know, before we get into the topics, I've done a transformation. Okay. I have grown a beard, or sort of like this stubble-ish look. And I'm starting to, you know, I'm kind of going through this phase of I want to change a little bit. You know, I've changed the inside. I've changed the out. You know, I've changed everything. I want to change a little bit of my, because I'm looking in the mirror, Michelle, lately. And, you know, I'm saying this face again. I mean, you know, I'm saying I love myself. Inside, I feel good. I'm growing leaps and bounds. But this face again.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, you need a, you know, so you need, I need like a little lift.
I need a little change. Yeah, and what am I going to do? I mean, so I figured, you know, the easiest thing for a guy is to grow. You know, you see Paul Ryan. You know who Paul Ryan is? Speaker of the House.
Paul Ryan. Okay.
Young guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, anyway, he was very, very baby face, very young looking, very, he is young, but he's in his 40s. But anyway, he grew a beard and all of a sudden everyone's taking him seriously. It's like.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Not that they didn't take him seriously, but it's like he's become this stronger image. And it's just growing some stubble. So, no, that's what I'm doing. And if I tell you, it's turned heads. Again. Because, again. You know, we talked about how that's disappeared over the years. But I feel like I got that back. So I just want everyone to know.
Well, if that makes you happy, then that's an excellent thing.
Yeah, well, it does.
Good. I know. I need a little.
You need a beard. That's what you
well,
need.
Well, I know. I need a female beard. Do need something.
You know what need? I'm going to tell you what you need.
What do I need?
You need a boob job.
Oh.
That's what women do. I mean,
I thought you said that. What did you say to me the other day? Can we share the story? Listen, this is premium. Premium, I use my family's names.
Oh, yeah. Premium, we talk.
That's
yeah.
My favorite part of the premium show, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know.
Because I feel like. It's a little bit of a more controlled audience, right. And I feel more comfortable just telling.
Right, because
you know, like without feeling like you know, I don't need the whole world to know. I just have my special people. So,
and also, you know, we monitor who subscribes, and if we don't like them, we'll just cancel the subscription.
Yeah, we just.
No, just joking. We know everyone who subscribed, and so we feel very comfortable. You know, it's not like we have your neighbor subscribing.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't need my neighbor or my dry cleaner all of a sudden. You know, I go in, Steve! How's the shoulder? Okay,
I
the
heard
beard.
You now.
Yeah, Michelle gets boob job. Very good. I mean, that's the last thing I need.
Yeah, but just the other day, you, so let's just tell the backup story. So Steve is like staring, like not staring. You were like, I thought something was wrong with my hair.
No.
He was like looking weird. I don't know. Something was up, right? So I'm like, something's up. I'm like, just be honest. So he does. No, that's nothing. I'll talk to you about it later. All right. So I can't wait, you know, because I can't wait for this. Because I know his wheels are turning. Something's going on in the brain. So I'm driving home from work, and I'm like, I have to call him now. Like, what the heck is going on? And I call, and you said, all right, I'm just going to tell you. I'm like, I know. You don't like the color of my hair. I thought he was looking at my hair because I lightened it, and he likes it dark. You know, the whole thing. And he goes, did you get a boob job?
Well, Michelle, I mean, it must have been
my shirt
or something, but I mean. Wow.
I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking. Yeah. I don't know what it was. But apparently you think they went away, I guess, right?
Somebody got something.
No, but now you're saying I need one. So what happened? They deflated?
No. I'm just saying that, you could always get them bigger. Anyway, so I'm feeling as though with all the injuries and all of the little minor setbacks, I feel as though I got a little groove back. I got my groove back. Remember Stella?
Stella.
Remember Stella? I got my groove back.
Stella sure got her groove back.
Oh, boy. You have no idea what she did.
That's a nice groove to get back.
So I got a groove back, and I'm finding my way back.
But you look at you are actually, it suits you.
Am I being honest? Yeah, okay.
I told you that from day one. Definitely suits you. And I definitely like the look. This is you.
Yeah, it feels like it's me. And
it's a better version of you.
It's a better version. It's like the halfway point.
Yeah, I like it.
It's the halfway point. And, I'm 45. So, figuring I live to 90. This is how it's going to look the back nine.
All right. Well, you may switch it up again.
I'll switch it. I'll get a tattoo. I'll do something.
Yeah, that's next.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it guessing.
Oh, I like that.
But anyway, I really want to welcome everybody. This was a very fun intro, and thank you for subscribing. I mean, listen, these people, they're awesome. And we got a lot of new subscribers within the last month, and so it's really sweet that people do that and to support the show, because it does cost money to do this show. I mean, we appreciate it, because for many, 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 many years we've done it for free and laid out the money. And really, we just thought we were at the point where the audience would support the membership fee for the year. And you are. So I really appreciate it. And if you can tell a friend and to come on over as well, we'd appreciate that. But let's get into tonight. Let's get into tonight, because I know you were feeling a little flat, and so I want to hear the story.
Oh, yeah. So let me tell you what happened. Everything was going well, actually. And then Nicholas, my little guy, turned 10 on Saturday. So, he's like very excited about his birthday, the whole thing. He's turning 10, but he really doesn't want to turn 10 because 10 is two digits. And now he's thinking, he doesn't really want to get older. But, the whole buildup to his birthday was very exciting to him because he loves it. Okay. So Sunday comes. Okay. And everything seems fine on Sunday. And then Sunday night, for the first time, my husband bought a scary movie. I don't know. I guess we didn't realize it was this scary because we saw it. I didn't. Nicholas and him saw part of it on TV, and Nicholas liked it. There was action in it. So Randy went out and got the movie. So he gets the movie and we watch it, and it turns out that there's like violence in it. Like it was like a witch hunt. I don't know. So Nick is watching it, but he is, I know that's not his thing. And Jake is like, I'm out of here. Like, this definitely isn't my thing, the big guy. So that night he's scared to go to bed. Understandable, right? Oh, absolutely. You think, okay, yes. No problem.
And what movie was it, by the way?
Hansel and Gretel, The Witch Hunter.
Okay.
I don't know. It was even R. Like, it was rated R. I don't know why he bought it, and I'm not really 100% sure. But there was no nudity. It was it wasn't a nudity kind of thing. Yeah, it was, yeah. I don't know. It's the first time we ever saw an R movie. We don't watch much TV, really, honestly. But anyway, so he wakes up the next day and he is full now of fear. Okay. But it's not about this movie. It's about everything else in God's creation. It's about, he wants us all to stay home and no one to go out.
Okay.
So that's where we start. And he's crying. He's going to miss us. He doesn't want to go to school. He's going to miss me. He's going to miss Randy. He's going to miss Drake. Doesn't want to go to school. Crying, crying, crying. Then he's trying to figure out how old we are, because he's if you die at 100 and you're 42, you have another 58 years, and Daddy will have this many years. And is cancer contagious? And and this is going on now, this is the fourth day, crying every night, crying every morning, and crying when he gets home from school.
Okay.
And I'm not kidding. It's nonstop. the questions, like, what does he say? I had a bad thought. I don't know. I keep asking for God things, and I think God's going to stop helping me because I ask for too much. And what he's asking for is, like, not to have nightmares. He asked if we could sleep in our bed one night. We never, ever, all the years, the kid's 10, he never slept in our bed like that, like went to bed with us. But the other, I think it was Tuesday night, I had to say, I said yes, because I just had him to stop. He's exhausted. He's, like, not eating a lot. It's bizarre. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre. So I figured, so now every morning we go for a walk. The other day we walked to the church. We lit a candle. We got holy water. You know, like, just to kind of, we all walk together. Every day Randy takes him for a walk when he gets home from school. So this morning we walk the dog, and he's, like, going on about his whole thing. And I said, you know what, Nick? He says, are you annoyed? Because I'm exhausted, like, emotional exhaustion. And I really don't know how to help him, and I think that's what's frustrating the most. Mm. So I said, I'm not annoyed. I said, but you can cry. You can continue to cry if that's what you need to do. But I am not responding to it, because you cry when you're physically hurt or if there's something really sad that happened, okay? Or you feel bad. Like, you don't just cry constantly. Because, you know, if you need to, you can, but I'm not going to respond to it because it's kind, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just not. And I said, if you've told me something once or twice, I'm okay with that, but you keep repeating the same thing. So I'm not going to respond to that anymore either, because you know that I miss you too. And you know that I love you, and you know that I'll see you when I get home from work. Like, but I have to say, tonight of all the nights during the week, he cried, but he was better, a little bit better.
He was better.
A little bit better. But, like, exhausting. Like,
how is he in school?
He cries going into morning care. I emailed his, at first I didn't email his teacher, but by yesterday I said, I better email her. And he said, she seems fine. And she said, he seems fine. But she said that, I was telling her, like, you know, he asked me about Sandy. Our dog. And he said, does Sonny have cancer? So I said, yes. I told him the truth. You know, I wasn't going to share it unless they asked. So, like, tonight he says, Mom, you know, is cancer contagious? Is there a cure? What does Papa have? Is that a disease? Is that contagious? Can he get better? Is there a cure? Who is working on that? Like, scientists and, I forgot what else. And, you know, like, it's just like his mind is thinking. He's worried about heaven and hell. And I said, Nick, it's not like what you think. It's not like, he's like, what do you mean? Like, it's not like lava? I said, no. I said, God knows if you're a good person or not. Even if you make mistakes, even if you say things you're not supposed to say. Because, like, he'll say things in his head. He doesn't even say it out loud.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, like, he's going to, I don't know. It's really, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like that movie threw him for a loop, and now he's asking the questions. But by the way, I'm sure Sonny was on his mind as well.
Oh, I definitely think it's
before Sonny. The movie. I'm sure.
I don't really think it has anything to do with the movie anymore.
Anymore.
No.
Well, I think the movie just kind of kickstarted. Yeah, like, exactly.
Started it. Right. But then, right, he goes to school Monday, ready for this, and his very good friend's grandfather died. Hmm. So now he's probably connecting that too.
Right.
And now he's looking at ages and you know what? He's not, I mean, he's had his anxious moments, don't get me wrong, but he's a very happy kid. Like, we just went to his conference 2 weeks ago and, you know, his teacher, like every teacher every year, Nicholas is like sunshine. He walks into the room and he's happy. That's just the way he is, you know? So to see him upset for this many days, which I know isn't a lot, but oh my gosh, it's exhausting. It's truly exhausting.
Right. I can imagine.
You know, and not only that, but like, it's a tough time of year because there's a lot to do and he's all consuming. I mean, thank goodness Jake, like, had a great week. You know what I mean? Like, he was just so pleasant because I don't think, you know, it's like they take turns.
Yeah. Well, Jake's had anxiety in the past, right? I mean, he got through it.
Oh, yeah. And Nick has, too. Jake had it, last year in fifth grade. He had a really rough time. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. It passes.
It passes.
It does. It does
and
pass.
And this will pass, too. It's just what he's doing right now. And, you know, these are questions that probably he's never even thought of asking before. And he asks.
Yeah, he does. That I guess, and that's good. And, like, Randy takes the time with him. And, right. But, and you know, I talk to him about everything. But, I know. And then I felt bad this morning because he said, are you annoyed?
Right.
And in my heart, like, I hate to say this, but I'm just being truthful. Like, I kind of feel like enough already.
Right. Snap out of it.
And I know when you have anxiety, it doesn't work that way. I'm well aware of that.
I know.
But, I don't know. So,
you know, anxiety is, we both have had it. And it's irrational. It comes on, you know, and you don't know necessarily the cause, and you're trying to figure it out. And the more you try to figure it out, the more anxious you become because there's really no answers. And then you get more anxious because you're searching, trying to find why. And, you know, at least that was for me. And then you just get exhausted and you just give up and you're like, okay, it's what it is. And I'm going to have to learn to be okay with being this way for a while, you know, and that's, you know, how I, you know, kind of surrendering.
Yeah.
And letting go.
I think that's the only way.
Yeah, that's the only way. And, you know, I almost feel like though as if you kind of surrender a little bit and don't appear as anxious or as, you know. Bothered and anxious about it. And just be like more surrendering. And then I think he might feel that energy.
Well, that's like, because today, you know, I thought long and hard.
Like joke around a little bit with
him. Yeah, like make light of it.
Like, believe me, you're not getting rid of me. I'm not going anywhere. Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like because, almost make not a joke, not make fun of him.
Yeah, because honestly, you know, how old's the kid? He's nine. They don't really need to know. I mean, who the heck knows anyway?
I know.
So that's, I mean, do you know what I mean? So let's the only thing that we know is true is that we're good people.
Right.
And
right,
he's a good person. And that's it. And we're being looked after. And we never really, even when people die, we don't really die. We move on and we never really disappear. We just, you know, and tell him, you know, if Sonny, something happens to Sonny, he's just in the next room.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And love doesn't disappear. And, you know, and just keep it general and light like that because those are the truths.
I know, but you know what it is? I think it's very hard for them to understand that.
Absolutely.
Because I said to him, I said, let's think of a mantra. A mantra is something you repeat to yourself. Just keep saying to yourself, I'm okay. I'm okay. He says, yeah, but when I do that, then I, it kind of reminds me that I'm having difficulty and it's worse.
Right. So that's not working. I think that he's going to need to just get distracted and just kind of surrender to it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because remember, you know, the holidays are coming. He's going to have off for 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And it'll be, I told him, I said, you're spending your time being upset when.
I know, but that's rational thinking. When you have anxiety, it's irrational, Michelle. Because I remember people saying that to me when I had anxiety. And you know what I mean? And it's like, it goes in one ear out the other.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know. I know.
You know, the only thing that really works, at least for me, is like, okay, it hasn't knocked me down. I'm still here. And I could be okay with the feeling right now. And I'm just going to surrender to it. This is what it is today. Tomorrow will be different. And, you know, you making light of it, honestly, is the best thing. It's gotten me through everything.
Yeah.
It really has. I mean, you know, now, you know, it's funny. I don't want to change subjects, but.
No, I'm done anyway.
Yeah, but I mean.
Just looking for your advice.
Yeah, it relates a little. And so I was at my mom's Christmas party last weekend, and she had, you know, some friends of mine who are a little older and some, you know, it's just like a mixed crap. And, you know, the people in the party didn't necessarily know, like, a lot of my past. So it's the last place I wanted it brought up. So my mom's having martini after martini. She's having a good time. And she stands up and she, you know, we're eating. And I'm like, she stands up and she starts rattling the glass. Ding, 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 ding. Could you imagine? Ding, 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 ding. Everybody got an announcement. And everyone's like, shh, okay, Jenny, you know, it's Christmas, man. You know, it's going to be a toast. I want everyone to know that I haven't had such a good party since when Stephen was a kid and I had the neighborhood parties. And boy, were they wild. I'm like, and she's like, and you know what? I used to have the martinis, and I used to have the late night music, and everybody was, you know, and she's starting, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, and who was watching little Stevie?
Yeah, exactly. But
okay. And then, you know, later on, you know, cause she's having a good time, you know, she's 70, whatever. And so I'm not even like, I started to like react. Yeah, well, I started to get a little angry.
Were you drinking too?
Well, I wasn't drinking as much as her, but it was early in the night.
Yeah.
And I was having wine anyway. And, but the point was I started to get a little resentful about the fact.
Like, so you're making joke out of you messing up my whole child?
Yeah, it's like, you know, ding, 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 ding. Let me tell some funny stories. And, you know, by the way, so anyway, we're at the table later. And, you know, we're having a good time, and I just kind of like, you know, and I say to my, and I'm looking at her, and I'm like, she has no clue. And I'm going to be okay. You know, like some people who are married to the mob, they're married into the mob. You know, like you have the sons of mobsters. You know, sometimes you can't help your parents. You know, like they are who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're married into they're married into the family. You're born into the family.
Right, right. If you're married, you're right.
Right. So it's like. You have to kind of own it. You have to kind of own it. And so I started to own and accept all of the stories. And I started to see them as, I don't want to say a badge of honor, but I started to say, yeah, that's, you know, it's kind of funny, you know. So anyway, she started to tell stories at the table like, well, Stephen may not remember, but, you know, we were robbed. This has very little to do with you, Stephen. And you were a side story.
And,
yeah, now I'm a side story. Meanwhile, Stephen woke up 9 years old, Nick's age. Right?
Yeah.
Nick's age. Fingerprints, police. Could you imagine the anxiety? I mean, your son saw a movie and he's anxious.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine waking up and see all the furniture gone, police everywhere, crime tape. They were in our bedrooms, by the way. And they went through she told me, she says, you know, Stephen, you don't even remember. They were in your piggy bank when you were sleeping.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, yeah, I do remember. No, you were a side story. Don't worry. you know, and it was like, it was like, this is the mob. I am involved in a family. That is crazy.
Yeah.
And I kind of owned it for the first time. I was like, you know, and I was like looking around. I'm like, yeah, but mom, don't forget, you know. And she says, you know, and then I went out to the shed. And, you know, I didn't tell my boyfriend at the time, you know, Richie. And, you know, because he had a temper. You're telling me he had a temper? All right, that's a whole story. Yeah, but no, you're a side story. And I went out to the shed and as soon as I walk in, someone put their hand over my face. And I was like, and then he whispered in my ear, don't say a word. do not tell your boyfriend that I'm here. I have to live in the shed for a couple of days. And she's doing this at the table. And everyone's like shocked. And I'm looking at her like, yeah, I mean, really, what? That's, and those are the highlights. And then she said, you know, it didn't dawn on me until now with the martini, you know, with the fingers, that perhaps that guy in the shed robbed the house. But I never even told anyone because I didn't want to get him in trouble. And we got robbed 2 days later. And so, you know, everyone at the table is like, you know, frozen. They're in fear. You know, could you imagine? And I'm kind of sitting back in my chair looking at her and I'm like validating. I'm like, yeah, no, it was something else, Mom. I mean, you know, I could imagine how you felt. And, you know, and she says, I don't even know if you remember. You probably don't even remember, right, Steve? Remember?
Yeah, does she know?
Remember, I'm telling
sure,
half
told the story to millions of people.
I'm telling half the world.
You're no side story.
Oh, believe me, no side story. And so, even to this day, Michelle, and I got this relates to your son, so I'm getting back to that. So I'm owning it. I've owned it. I'm owning it. Like I'm married to the mob. This officially, I'm part of the mob. And I have other stories that I can't even tell on the air because, you know, whatever.
Well, they would love it. You know, it is premium.
I know, but... And so you don't even
know. You may get arrested.
You don't even know. And so, no, nothing to do, but just, it's the mob. I mean, yeah, it is what it is. But, so anyway, what was I saying? Oh, my God. Oh, so...
Sorry.
Yeah, no. So I'm looking at her and I'm saying, you know, I'm validating what she's, you know, like, she's like, you won't even remember. But to this day, I just remember my thought. I still dream of the backslider in my home being, I'm unable to lock it.
Really?
Yeah. And that's how the robber got in. And I'm 45 and I still have these dreams that I can't lock the door and I'm trying to lock it.
See,
it's not locked.
That's crazy.
And I'm trying to call 911 and the phone doesn't work. And, you know, and I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get the door to lock and it's like not locking. So I'm finding books. Let me see if I can find some books to put in behind the slider. And so they don't get in. And I have these dreams all the time. And now, listen, I have a house. I'm not afraid. You know, like, I'm not like, but subconsciously.
Yeah, you know, you never left you.
It never really leaves you, you know, and, you know, I don't know if I have the answers for you. But what I'm telling you is you know, part of the answer is surrendering, which I really haven't done till recently. And being okay with, you know, that story, you know, of, you know, whatever it is, and acceptance and surrendering. And, but, you know, this Christmas party was funny because, you know, I could see people cringing at the table. Like, I can't believe she's telling this story. What, you know, and they realize, like, you know, the I'm a side story comment was a little rude, but, you know, old Stevie would have thought, old Stevie would have caused the scene.
Oh, you would have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, old Stevie would have caused the scene.
All right, well, and you know.
And new Stevie, you know, I'm laughing.
Because you know what?
Because I realize that the characters are flawed. And I you know, they are who they are. And I was meant to be born into this family. You know what I mean? There's no accidents.
Right.
And so, you know, some people are born into the mob, and this is my mob.
Right. You're really into this mob.
Well, because I saw her as like a, you know, because she was married to very suspicious characters.
Oh, okay.
That's, let's just say.
So she was really married to the mob.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
In a way. Yeah.
Well, your mother was a little hottie.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, helped you any, but. Because she's still a beautiful woman.
No, she is. And, you know, I really have a great relationship with her. And I had fun. And I called her the next day. And she's like, oh, I hope you didn't mind if I drank too much. I said, no, listen. You are having the great time. And that's what matters.
Yeah, but at who? I mean, not that it wasn't at your expense.
But she doesn't realize it's a, she doesn't realize that I, just because I was 9 and living in the house, that it I was not the story.
Right.
And so that's the problem there. And it's never going to change. And I'm never going to, you know what I mean? And for me at this point, you know, to try to change that viewpoint, you know, it's not going to happen.
Right. So, and it's really not important now.
And it's not important now.
Right.
You know, so, but it's just funny that, you know, listen, you can't escape, you know, you can't get out of this life without having a little anxiety.
Oh, that's true. Because I even have anxiety. You know, I mean, you know, not now, not all the time, but everyone deals with anxiety now and then. I just, when you're a child, and I also actually had anxiety as a child, so I should know better. But when you have anxiety as a child, you don't have the coping skills like we do. Like we can drink tea, take a deep breath, go exercise, you know, do something,
right.
Try to be proactive.
Now, if I had gotten robbed now and not as a child, I'd be better off. I'd have the, like you said, I would have the techniques and I would be equipped.
Right. Like it was so, traumatic for you because you had no coping skills at all, you know?
Nobody gave me coping skills. No one pulled me aside and said, you know, whatever they needed to say.
No, but you still have it. You still have that fear because you're still dreaming about it.
Right.
So did you overcome it? No.
No. Well, maybe a little bit, but, you know, I feel as though...
It scarred you.
I feel that, you always have a little bit of the battle scars. And you can wear them as scars or you can wear them as badges of honor.
Yeah.
Because, I'm wearing them now. You know, it's funny. I find myself telling stories to people that I wouldn't even told them my age 7 years ago.
Right.
And I'm telling them stories, you know, stories like this. And just because, you know, we're having a conversation, you know, just real quick, someone who I work with, I don't want to say her name, but, you know, on the grade level, she was telling me, you know, spontaneously when she was heating up her lunch at the microwave, and I happened to be waiting for the microwave, we were chit-chatting, and she had said something about her brother. And I said, oh, I didn't know you had a brother. But she says, yeah, you know, he's the black sheep. You know, people want to tell their stories, Michelle.
Yeah, I know.
And so I said, oh, she says, well, it's a long story. I said, oh, you know, well, I have 3 minutes from the microwave. And so she started telling me the story, and she really had a tough childhood. And she had a very similar childhood in the way that I did because she had parents that were irresponsible and narcissistic, but a little self-involved. You know, it's all about them. You know, it's about them and, you know, all that stuff. And so I was talking to her and I said, you know, I have the same similar stories, but, you know, I kind of tell them now as not as like, woe is me, but I tell them like, you know, ain't it cool that, you know, I kind of got through it type story, you know, in a point of view of, you know, a badge of honor almost. And that's, you know, crazy happens.
I find now that like I'll share my story if I feel someone would benefit from it. And I will share it, even if it's personal, because I get a lot of knowledge from other people, you know, because I listen to their stories and the things that they say, like, especially children, people who have children, you know, older children, like high school or older, because I find that they have experience. And when you have experience, like you have special experience in like a childhood that's, you know, it was very difficult, right? So now I think we share these experiences because it's almost helpful.
Right.
You're not looking for an audience.
Oh,
really.
No, 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 no.
What you're looking for is to comfort someone. You know what I mean?
But also, you know, it's right. But I wasn't, I don't know why I was telling her. Yeah, maybe, I guess that's true. But sometimes telling your story in a way that's, there's nothing behind it. There's no anger behind it. There's no, you know, sadness. You're just telling the story. It sort of helps too, you know? You know, like you could become almost proud of yourself.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because you know, you've progressed. You've overcome it.
Right.
So.
So, you know.
You know, the holiday seasons, I mentioned this on our last podcast that was last week. The most difficult season and time of the year is the holiday season. Specifically, like right around Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas time. So I think it's a high anxiety level for, you know, not just adults, but children too. Because it's a very extreme high and low.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They wait, they wait for the holidays. And unfortunately, they're really waiting for their gifts. But then that's over.
Right.
And that is a low. See, I don't see that. See, when I see the holiday is over, I feel like spring is coming. I know it sounds ridiculous.
Right. You're like on the way to spring.
I'm on the way to spring.
Yeah.
But, you know, most people are not.
And some people really get seasonal depression.
I know. That's really real.
Oh, my mom gets it. That's why she has to go to Florida.
Yeah.
Very high maintenance. Yeah. So, no, the holidays are great. You know, I'm starting to think that I'm trying to be present and I'm trying to say, okay, you know, everybody's alive. Everyone's with me. Everyone's here. We're healthy. We're still walking, right?
Right.
We're still breathing. We have money. We have a job. You know, we have food. I want to enjoy it. Let's have fun.
Yeah, you're in good shape.
You know, and then when that changes, if it changes, we're going to deal with it.
Right, right. But worry about it when it happens.
We're going to worry about it when it happens.
And that's what I was trying to say, you know, to my son. Like, you're worrying about, you're thinking, he's like started thinking about next week and who's working when and who has to go to bed early. And
yeah, I'm like, he's out of the present moment.
Yeah, I said, let's look at right now.
He needs to get back into the present moment.
Yeah, he needs to get back into the present moment.
Yep, he needs to get back into the present moment.
Yeah, and you know, it's important to teach that at a young age. Because see, he's already not present. He's only 10. You know, and part of that is probably, you know, my fault. Because I raised them that way to always look forward to things. And, you know, very noisy over here right now.
I don't know what you're doing.
There's a lot of movement. I can't help
it. Yeah, you don't see me moving.
I'm active. I'm proactive.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
what else? Talk to me.
Well, I mean, this party that I went to.
Yeah, anything else happened?
It was very funny.
Is your mom seeing anyone?
No.
No, the man at the gym, that's a done deal?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. But... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, she's good. She's good. She's having fun. You know, and she wanted to go. She started to ding the glass again. Ding, 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 ding. And she said, well, I want everybody to put a date aside to go into the city. So we're going to all get rooms into New York City and have like a weekend, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
Because, I've never done that with my mom, you know, stayed over.
Well, she's really, you know, she's a young 70.
Yeah, no, she is a young 70.
Well, how old is she exactly?
78. I think she's 78, yeah.
That's incredible.
78, maybe 77. Good for her. Yeah, she looks good.
She wants to go to the city and she throws parties. I remember when she did that whole hoedown. Right?
Right. She...
Boy, now I know what you take after.
Right, right. So your son, he's going to be okay.
Yeah, I know. It's like, if it's not one, it's the other. If it's not them, it's me. I mean, listen, we're falling apart. I feel like a drowned rat.
Do you really?
Yeah, I feel, well, first of all, yeah, I feel overextended. Okay. I do.
Right. You feel
that'll change.
A little pulled in all the directions.
Yeah, because don't forget, like, we're constant caregivers. We're constantly interacting with children. So, which is fine. But, you know, sometimes the days are long when that happens.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it's just the way it is.
Do you need a song? What about your news story? What do you got?
Oh, yeah, I have one.
I mean, you know, let's pep it up a bit.
Well, all right. Are you, what's with the song? Do you have a song? Are you still thinking?
No, but I need a news story because, you know, I want to hear what you got.
All right. I'm going to, you know, read the song. What an intro.
What an intro.
I just got my pep back.
Okay. Well, that music will do it.
That just livened me up. Well, I'm going to read this story to you. All right. Are you ready?
I am ready.
This is called Live Until You Die. Okay? Uh-huh. Talking about death and everything here. So let's let's see. I've often thought about what it takes to make people happy. What one has to do in order to achieve happiness. Number one, first and foremost is good health. If you do not enjoy good health, you can never be happy. Any ailment, however trivial, will deduct something from your happiness. And you know, I feel a connection for you here.
Okay.
Any ailment, like your shoulder, yeah. Even though, okay, you're not, you know, laid up in bed and
right.
You don't have something life-threatening, but it has compromised your
it has.
Happiness a little bit, you know, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, second, and this is a healthy bank balance, you know? You should have enough to provide for some comforts, and there should be something to spare for recreation. Go eating out, going to the movies, travel, holidays. A shortage of money can be demoralizing. Living on credit or borrowing is demeaning and lowers one in one's own eyes. Isn't that interesting?
That's amazing.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
I hear clicking.
I'm typing.
So do you. Okay. So third, ready? Your own home. Rented place. You're making fun of me and my list. Rented places can never give you the comfort or security of a home that is yours to keep. If it has a garden space, all the better. Plant your own trees and flowers. See them grow and blossom and cultivate a sense of kinship with them. Fourth, an understanding companion, be it your spouse or a friend. If you have too many misunderstandings, it robs you of your peace of mind. It is better to accept the differences than to be quarreling all the time.
Right.
Fifth, stop envying those who have done better than you in life, risen higher, made more money, or earned more fame. Envy can be corroding. Avoid comparing yourself with others. Oh, goodness. If they only knew what you were doing right now. Sixth, do not allow people to descend on you for gossip. By the time you get rid of them, you will feel exhausted and poisoned by their gossip mongering.
True.
Cultivate a hobby or two that will fulfill you. Gardening, reading, writing, painting, playing, or listening to music. Going to clubs or parties to get free drinks or to meet celebrities is a criminal waste of time. It's important to concentrate on something that keeps you occupied meaningfully. God, I wasn't depressed now. 8. Every morning and evening, devote 20 minutes to meditate or introspect. In the mornings, 10 minutes should be spent in keeping the mind absolutely still. That's a great idea, actually.
I like that. That's my favorite.
Yeah, and 5, listing the things you have to do that day. In the evening, 5 minutes should be set aside to keep the mind still, and 10 to go over the tasks you have intended to do. That is interesting. And you know what I learned today, because I was reading about ADHD and cognitive therapy, and that when therapists work with people with ADHD, they have them put together a list every day.
Okay.
And the only thing that needs to get done is what is on that list. Mm. So in other words, if you write something down, you have to commit to doing it.
Right, right.
And that's it. And not anything else, just what you wrote down.
And no matter what happens, that list has to get done.
That list has to get done. So, and it shouldn't be an overwhelming list. So in other words, if one of the things on your list is, very time consuming or it has a lot of parts to it, you should break that one thing up.
Hmm.
So in other words, like, let's say it's laundry. I mean, this is a ridiculous example, but let's say laundry. Like, do whites, wash, dry, put away. That's like 3 things for one.
Yeah, no, I like that.
And cross off, you know what I'm saying? But you have to do it.
Right.
So that's right. Interesting, right?
I like that.
9th, this is a good one for you. Don't lose your temper. Try not to.
No, thanks.
I know you never lose your temper.
Thanks.
Well, Benjamin, maybe you should have read number 9 before you went to your mother's party.
Right, exactly.
Even when a friend has been rude, just move on. 10, above all, when the time comes to go, one should go like a person without any regret or grievance against anyone. And this was by late Kushwant Sain. I probably didn't say the name correctly, but I tried.
That is nice. Where do you find these articles? This
okay? I will not reveal.
Oh, good.
You have to listen to find out.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
Even for our premium subscribers.
Yeah, because you know what you're going to do then? You're going to go find someone else to do the show with you, and you're going to have them in charge of the news article, and you're going to tell them where to get it, and I'm not having it.
Yeah, because I'm actively interviewing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I like that one. I don't know. It was just a nice reminder. Not that I agree with everything on it, but
right.
I said, this is a good one.
I do like that. And I'm searching for a song. Oh, why don't you tell everyone about our, what are we doing? Giveaways. We got to do a giveaway.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do a giveaway. All right, so I'm going to look right now. I'm going to go on premium subscriber, and I'm not going to say last names. I'm just going to say first and last initial, and then we'll email you.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah, and we're going to let you know what we're going to give you.
I think it's going to be a surprise.
Oh, yeah. You have no idea what we're going to give you. Yeah?
Let's see. Where are we here? All right, let me get this going on.
I'm looking.
We're going to choose someone that subscribed in what month? Steve, give me a day. Let's do it like that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, let's have fun.
Okay, wait. So you want a day or the month?
Give me a month and a day.
Okay. I say November.
Okay. Of this year?
2015.
All right, November. So a new subscriber.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Right. All right, that's exciting.
Yeah.
November. I thought you were going to go like way back.
Well, I mean, you know, November. Let's do November. And we could always go way back in January.
All right, November what?
Let's go November. Well, we only started in April. So it's got to be November this year, 2015.
No, I know. November what? What's the date?
Oh.
Do I need to slow down?
Yeah, can you slow it down a bit?
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to say about November 9th. 2015.
November 9th it is. Let's see. All right. Give me a multiple choice?
Give me a multiple choice, and I'll tell you.
All right, in November.
Yeah, give me a multiple choice. How many people subscribe?
Oh, my gosh. All right. Are you ready?
Just give me, throw me 3 dates, and I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to throw you more than 3. I'm going to throw you everyone in November. You pick one.
All right.
November 4th, November 12th, November 14th, 15th, 18th, 20th, 21st, 24th, 27th, 30th.
4th.
Nice. And the lucky winner of the giveaway is... All right. Well, we have an email address. Let me look.
This is very exciting.
Well, I know the email address says, let's see, active.
No, you can look it up.
I'm trying to click it.
November 4th, 2015.
Do you see it? I see it. It's Pretty Pixie.
Oh, Pretty Pixie. Wow.
Pretty Pixie, but we need a name. Well, actually, Pretty Pixie will know who she is.
Pretty Pixie, if you are out there, please report to customer service.
You have won.
And you have won an amazing prize from LOGC.
The New Year giveaway. But we're not telling you what it is just yet. Right. It's a surprise. We have to wait and hear from you.
Okay.
But we have to email you. So let's
November,
see.
How, oh, I have an email. So right, I picked November 4th randomly. And it is, yeah, Pretty Pixie 78.
Yeah, don't give the email. Don't give the address away. But what do you think?
Everyone's going to be doing hate mail to her. I can't believe you won!
Can you click on her?
Oh, you know.
Well, anyway, we'll figure out the semantics. But congratulations, you won. And we're not telling you yet what you won. Because it's a big surprise.
Well, we're going to email her.
We're going to email her. Yeah. We may not even tell her. We may just say, wait for a package.
Right, but we don't
have her. That's kind of fun.
We don't have her address.
No, we have to get it. But you know what? This I really dropped the ball. Poor Ida. Ida was expecting her scarf in, I think, like August.
Right, September. But I mailed it out today.
No, and I did email her a few times to apologizing because the first one I made I didn't like. Then I took it all apart. And then it just, every step of the way, I was like slow as molasses. But it's out there and it's on its way. And I hope she loves it because I truly made that one with, I make everyone with love. But that's extra love.
No, that is extra love. And the scarf is beautiful.
Yeah, you actually saw it. I know. Yeah. Steve got one of my
first
scarves.
I got a prototype last year, and it's like I get a rash when I wear it. No, but this scarf is like beautiful. I mean, $100 scarf. Gorgeous.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, but I made it with love. That's all that matters.
Right. You did make it with love. And no, that's the show tonight. I mean, it's made with
thank
love.
Thank you for your help. I'm sorry. I feel like a real downer lately. No. But listen, I can't help it. It is what it is.
You're gonna have to accept.
Love me or leave me.
Love me or leave me.
I need a song.
I'm gonna give you. You're gonna get a song.
It's taken a long time. Maybe it's the shoulder. Is it hard?
The clicking. It's very hard for me. I'm gonna move for Stevie Wonder tonight.
Oh, all right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, little Stevie. I love Stevie.
It always makes me feel good. And you know, there's a song I like. That's a couple of good songs, but I'm going to play you one. Okay. All right. Okay. This is about you. Okay.
Better be good. You're supposed to be lifting me up.
Yes, I will lift you up.
Yeah, I love that song. Actually, I love Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, just happy. Oh.
What a great song.
Amazing song. And 2015 coming to a close.
And you know what? That will probably have our next show in 2015, I would assume. Unless we can sneak one in, we'll try.
Yeah, and 16 is going to be big.
16 is going to be big.
16 is going to be big.
I feel it. It's going to be a great year for all. Oh, and I think there's going to be change in a good way.
Oh, this is another beautiful song. I am the overjoyed.
Though you left, the new world was a big wide dream. The Sandman has come from too far away for you to say come back some other day. And though you don't believe that they do,
nice.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Overjoyed. I love Steven. Oh yeah. 2015. Give me a song that you want to hear in 2015, because this is it. This is it until next year.
Oh, this is it till next year.
So give me something.
Here Comes the Sun.
Just to find, I had found what I've searched to find.
Da, 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 da. Such a great song.
Are we waiting on another one?
Yeah. I'm doing this for you.
Darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
You know, I almost feel that's like a theme for tonight because, you know, it's like the sun is going to come. It's going to be okay. You know, you may have a couple of clouds now. You may feel a little flat. But don't worry. The sun's going to come. Spring's around the corner. Great song.
It is a great song.
I forgot that you liked the Beatles a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I never did, but you know, my husband loves them, and that's all. He listens to them a lot, so I know all their music, all of it.
Yeah. No, he's a big music guy.
Yeah. So I know. I mean, I knew a lot of music before, actually, because my dad's big music. But so I know all different kinds, which is pretty cool.
Well, listen. I want a New Year's, I don't even want to say resolution, but, you know, let's talk about goals for ourselves next show in 2016. You know, what we want to feel, who we want to be, you know, better versions of ourselves. Let's talk about, you know, some of the things we want to do. You know, it's all about making our way back north, true north. And so maybe next time we could share some of the things on our premium show that we wouldn't mind sharing for both of us. We can make a little list.
Oh, that sounds good.
Wouldn't that be nice? And we can share with the audience, you know, some things. Yeah, 2015, what a year. I mean, we did share a lot. You know, if we really, this is a very open show. You know, you're going to get good, you're going to get bad, you're going to get funny, you're going to get sad, you're going to get everything. And so that's our journey, you know, and so maybe people could put that on their list, you know, to try to feel all of the range of the emotions, to share a little bit more, to break down the walls, to take a chance, to surrender, you know, all the things that we talk about in maybe a funny way on the show, or maybe not so funny sometimes, or maybe just we're just feeling flat. But we're dealing with them, and we're moving forward, and we're talking about them, and we always learn from them. So, you know, that's what we want for ourselves, and we want to, you know, we want that for the audience as well. So That is living your best life. Even though every day may not seem like, wow, you know, this is a 10 today. But life's not like that. You know, life's, you know, you're going to get the fours and the fives. But that's okay. That's just what it is for today. And you're going to, you know, tomorrow will be better. So that will be 2016's New Year's resolution show, or New Year's, you know, the New Year goals. And we'll talk about that next time.
That sounds great. Yeah. That's a great way to start the new year.
Yeah, I think that would, you know, that's good. I like that. And you never know. We may sneak another new one in before 2016, but if not, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to everybody, and I wish you all the happiness, love, and health. And keep laughing. Michelle, are you there?
Yeah, I love that ending.
Yeah.
I love it. Yep, keep laughing. That's most important. Find humor in every, in any way you can.
And it's not so serious, you know. You know, let's bring a little levity, because, you know, whatever you may be going through, although it is serious to you, chances are you can bring a little laughter to it to make it a little bit more fun. And, you know, you'd be surprised how, you know, making fun or laughing at what you're going through just makes it so much more enjoyable.
It does. It kind of puts it in its place.
Yeah, it kind of puts it in its place, you know. It's not the end of the world. You're okay. You're still standing. We're moving on.
I love it.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Oh, that could be our show. Moving on. Do we have a song for that?
Good.
I like that title. Moving on. We're moving on.
Let's do it.
We're moving on to 16. We're moving on. We're moving on.
All right.
We're moving on. I mean, I'm not moving anywhere. We're not going anywhere. Wait.
I'm like, all right, well, let's close it up.
How about this?
Oh, I You're really her. Hanging on here.
I love her.
I'm moving on. Oh, you made me want you. You made me leave you. You made me tumble and fall. If I can't have you the way I want you, I don't want you at all. Baby, I can take a lot, cause I love everything you've got. Though your kisses fill me so, if you've got somebody else, I gotta go.
I gotta go. I'm moving on.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's Adele. All right, everybody. We will see you soon. We hope you're living your best life, and we are glad you're with us.
Yep. Thanks for listening and subscribing, and we will be back real soon.
Okay. And congratulations. What is it, Pixie Girl?
Yeah.
Pixie Girl, you're lucky. You should go, you know, play the
lotto. I don't think it's Pixie Girl.
What is it?
I don't think it's Girl, because I remember saying to myself, like, I mean, I think it sounds like it would be a female, but you never know. I mean,
so. Oh, it's not a woman. No, it's Pretty Pixie.
Pretty Pixie, yeah.
Oh, Pretty Pixie. Oh, it could be a guy. I mean, listen.
Yeah, hey, listen, who knows?
You know, Pretty Pixie could have a pickup truck, you know, with the big tires, and that could be on his license plate, Pretty Pixie. I think that's possible.
I do too, but it just...
I think it's very possible, Michelle. I mean, you know, life is full of possibilities.
It is. It just is.
Maybe we should have a call-in show. Oh, this is Pretty Pixie. I'm picking up my scarf. Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to make a scarf. I'm going to crochet a scarf with little pixies on it, like Tinkerbell.
Oh, my God. Pretty Pixie.
All right.
Let's end this show already. Okay. Talk to you later.
Unless you want to play another song for the wrap-up.
All right.
Sorry. Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Bye-bye.